Okay, Erev Tov. I figured since today, of course, is Bracha Daf Beit Amud Aleph and Daf Yomi, we'll start with the first Mishnah. Even though I don't think we'll learn Daf Yomi unless people wanna have a after Marg, we can do a half an hour shiur Daf Yomi. Anybody want? Why not? At least even if you don't do the all 2,711 pages, you can do page one. Okay, let's do. But right after Marg, we'll do Daf Yomi on Daf Aleph. So we'll just introduce with the Mishnah. Why not? You don't have to come, man. Okay, so you won't come. This is the totally last-minute optional share. Whoever, one person comes is enough. I mean, we'll do it in a half an hour. The first step is relatively easy. I'll do it quickly. I'll start on the Mishnah for. I'm sorry? No. After Mari. I'm going to learn for 3-4 minutes now. I'm suggesting, since today's Daf Yomi, everybody got nervous. A half an hour before Mari. That's what we really should do. That's what, okay, but that's for another discussion. Okay, maybe to our current Shema Varavit. So just point out, we begin, of course, on the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, which is interesting. Why does the Gemara start with Kriyat Shema? All kinds of answers and things we can give, but we'll start the simple answer. It's Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shemayim. The mitzvah of Shema is to accept the yoke of heaven. So that's what we do when every day. That's the first mitzvah we want to start with. It's the first mitzvah a bar mitzvah boy is obligated in. I would say a bat mitzvah girl is obligated in, but that's not true. Fascinatingly, and I don't have a good answer, an explanation for this, women are pater from the mitzvah of Shema. Women must have. A woman has a pretty much equal obligation to men. There's some like notion out there that women, you know, not so important if they come to shul on time or minyan. It's all, I don't know, all baba maisis. A woman has exactly the same obligation as man. There's a machloket if a woman has to daven marid. That's it. But when it comes to tefillah, women has to daven at least twice a day. It's true throughout Jewish history, many women did not. The Magen Avraham discusses it. The point is why women were lax in this mitzvah. But the women are obligated, like men, 100% equal. That's clear in the Mishnah. But Shema, they're totally pater. So they can skip the Kriyat Shema in the morning. I don't advise it. It's a beautiful thing. I don't really understand why. I don't, because we have a lot of exceptions in Mitzvah Aseishas, Mangram, the women are chayven, for reasons that I can't understand and don't fathom. This is not an exception. The women are pater. So it's the first mitzvah, a bar mitzvah boy is obligated. A bar mitzvah girl is very, very lovely if she wants to say Shema, but they're not obligated. Of course, it's very beautiful. The Mishnah starts with a story. Basically, the first Mishnah has the three basic patterns in the entire Talmud. In any good book, the first page, you set up what's going to be. We start with the question. We have a three-way machloket. What's the time to end Shema? And then we have a story about people going to a party. Well, that's really what's going on. So there's a fundamental argument. What is the term b'shochlecha mean? What does it mean? What does it mean? What does the word mean? B'shochlecha. How do you translate the word? When you lie down. So when does one lie down? Okay, so the truth of the matter is the simple pshat of the pasuk is not going to do about Kriyat Shema. You know, according to many opinions, there is no Doraita mitzvah to say Shema. It may only be a rabbinic mitzvah to say Shema. What do you have to do? You have to teach your children. When do you have to teach your children? When you're sitting in your home, when you're walking on the street, when you get up, when you go to bed, when you wake up in the morning. It's not talking about Shema. It's talking about the mitzvah of Torah. The rabbis interpreted the pasuk to talk about Shema. Whether that's a rabbinic mitzvah or a biblical mitzvah is actually, a lot of people are not aware of that. B'shovecha kumecha is not really talking about Shema. It's talking about learning Torah. But anyways, let's assume it's talking about Shema. So what does b'shovecha mean? What time is b'shovecha? So there's a machloket. Is it doesn't mean when people are going to bed or when people are sleeping. It's a big difference. So the Rabbi Eliezer says it means when people go to bed. By 10 o'clock at night, one-third of the night, that's it. Nobody goes to bed after 10 o'clock at night. For sure in the time of the mission, that's who went to bed. It got dark. There was nothing to do. So after 10 o'clock, that's it. Shema's over. Rabban Gamliel is of the opinion, no. Shema is when you're sleeping, people sleep till the morning. So you can say it any time all night. And Rabban Gamliel agrees with the Chachamim that you can say it all night, but he's afraid. If you don't say it right away, you're finished. You'll sorry?
Rabban Gamliel,
I'm sorry. Thank you very much. You're paying attention. The Chachamim are afraid that if you let a person say Shema at 2 in the morning, you know, I'll say it later, and he falls asleep and never say Shema. So until Chatzot, until midnight, he can say Shema. Then the Mishnah has an amazing story. Raman Gamliel's Ba'um bi Beit HaMishteh. Beit HaMishteh, they're at a party. Raman Gamliel's children were at a party. They came home at 3 o'clock in the morning, came home after Chatzot, and they said to their father, Daddy, we didn't say Shema. Are we allowed to say Shema? So Raman Gamliel said, you can say Shema. Don't worry. Even when the rabbi said to them, they didn't really mean it. They meant it as an ideal. They meant it as an ideal. But if you missed it, it's only kedei l'archikat adam min aveira, in order to separate from aveira. But if you missed it, b'diavad, you could say Shema. So that's really the first Mishnah in Shas. A three-way machloket, a question, a story. It's got it all. Now we have the other 2,706 and a half pages to learn. Well, this is the beginning of Shas. This is the beginning of Shas.
I found the English one.
Yeah. Today is the beginning of the 14th cycle of Rav Meir Shapiro, Daf Yomi. If Daf Yomi introduced the 14th cycle, today, around the world, there are hundreds of thousands of Jews who are learning Brachot Daf Beit Amud Aleph.
Why did New York do it on January 1st?
I wrote a whole article about it. Because it's available, because in case the New York Jets or Giants made the playoffs, they would have been playing today. That's what they say. There has not been a home playoff game in the Jets for 15 years. The Jets haven't made the playoffs since 2010. The Giants last made the playoffs 2015 on a road game. So they're being two Daf Yomi celebrations in MetLife Stadium and zero football games in January. So, you know, they're pretty safe there. Okay, I don't want to keep people long, but let's do the first Daf. Name it according to the Shema Barbi. When can you say Shema Barbi? So the Mishnah gives a weird answer. Instead of saying a time, it says when the Kohanim come to eat Shruma. They'll have to see what this means. When if a Kohen comes in contact with the dead body, or other ways, he is tamei and he can't eat truma. Truma can only be eaten by a kohen in a state of purity. The kohen can go to mikveh in the daytime. He doesn't have to wait till night. The woman wait till night, but the kohen can go to mikveh in the daytime, and then he can eat truma the second night comes. So when the kohen goes to eat truma, that's your sign to eat. You can say kriyat shema atzof hashmur rishon until the end of the first watch, whatever that means. I already said it's a third of the night, but it's a machloka, the third or a quarter of the night. Diva Rabbi Eliezer, v'chachamim omri mat chatzot, chachamim say until midnight. Rabban Gamliel omer, ad she'ele amud ha-shachar, until dawn. Maseh ba'u banam mi-beit ha-mishteh. So there's a story, the children of Rabban Gamliel were at a party. Amru lo, they came home, lo karinu at ha-shema. Amar lehem im lo ala amud ha-shachar, chayavim atem likrot. If the amud ha-shachar hasn't come, dawn hasn't broken, you're obligated to read. They thought maybe that's a fascinating question. When the rabbis, according to the Torah, let's assume according to the Yom Kippur till the morning, do the rabbis have the right to take away that right? That was the question. Maybe the rabbis can say the mitzvah doesn't apply anymore after Chatzot. Just, okay. The lo zu bilvad, and not only this, let me tell you a general law. There are a lot of places the rabbi said you can only do something till midnight. They don't really mean till midnight. Whenever the Mishnah and Megillah teaches, whenever there's a mitzvah till the day, you can do it all day. Say halal all day, you can blow shofar all day. All the mitzvah you can do all day. Do a bris milah all day. Yes, ideally we do it in the mornings. Rizin makdimim. People should do the mitzvah at the earliest time, but you can do it all day. So, and you can do a mitzvah at night, you can do it all night. So that's what he says. Well, you can always do it all night. But the Chachamim say until Chatzot. But the mitzvahs achin lamud hashachar. What are those mitzvot? Or a couple of them. Hekter chalavim veivari. Mitzvah tamachin lamud hashachar. When you bring the korban out in the day, you have to burn the fats over the night. You can't, the prohibition of notar, leftover their korbanot. So you can burn it all night. You can burn the fats all night. But afraid if you put it at 3 in the morning, you'll forget. So you burn it the first time of the night, only until chatzot. V'chol ha-nechalim li-yom achad, normally, except for a korban shlamim, when you bring a korban, you have one day to eat it. Now, remember in the Beit HaMikdash, the day starts in the morning. The day doesn't start at night. We're used to the day starting at night, but not in the Beit HaMikdash. When the day ends in the morning, day begins and ends in the morning. So when you bring a korban, you have one day to eat it. So you bring a korban at 11 o'clock in the morning on Monday afternoon, Monday morning, so you have all day Monday. So all day Monday ends at Tuesday morning at daybreak. So that's the halacha in the Beit HaMikdash. We don't have time to get into why that's so in the Beit HaMikdash. Vayhi Erev, Vayhi Boker is only outside of the Beit HaMikdash. So you have a mitzvah to eat the korban all day. So one day, so that day goes till 6 o'clock on Tuesday morning. No, rabbis say you have to eat it by chatzot. Im kein, so if that's the case, why? Lamar mrucha chamim at chatzot, kedei larchik et adam min aveira, to separate you from sin. Because it's very easy, you know, you fall asleep, I'll do it later, and you're watching TV, and you fall asleep, and you'll never do it. So do it right away. Don't procrastinate. An important message for the first Mishnah, you know, do it. Okay, so the Gemara says, Tana hechakai. So the Mishnah says, when do you have to say Shema? What do you mean, when do you have to say Shema? Who says you have to say Shema? Whoever heard the Mitzvah? The Mishnah is making an assumption. There's a Mitzvah to say Shema at night. We don't know there's such a Mitzvah. I already said to you, it's not so clear. First, is talking on Talmud Torah. But two, and furthermore, Maishna the Tani Barbi Peresha. Why do we start at the night? Likni the Shakrit Peresha. Why don't we start with the morning? So the Mishnah says, Tana Kraika. Our Tana is coming from the Kra, from what's said in the Chumash. Dichtiv, it says in the Torah, B'shochvecha v'kumecha, so we're already interpreting the Pasuk. And B'shochvecha, when you go to sleep, comes first. V'hachik Tani, and this is how we learn. Zman Kriyat Shema D'shchiva, the time to say Kriyat Shema, when you lie down, Eimat. When is that time? Mishasha Konim, Niklasim Lecho B'truma Tam, when the Konim go to Truma. V'ibayt Eimat, that's one answer. If you want to say, Ibayt Eimat, Yalik Mivriyato Shalolam. Can do it from the creation of the world. Because the Gemara knows the day starts in the morning in the temple. We're talking here in the temple. But yet in the Torah it says, Vahir, but Shema, you say outside of the temple. So Vahir, Vahi Boker, Yom Achad. So we start with Erev. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, Ihachi, Seifa, and the next Mishnah in a few pages we'll learn, I hope, Diktani, B'shachar Mevarech Shtayim Lefaneha. In the morning for Kriyat Shema, you say two brachot, Yotzer HaMo'orot, on nature. That's the bracha, Yotzer Oborech Hoshech Hoseh Shalom. That's the bracha thanking God for nature. And the second bracha, Ahava Rava Avtana, the bracha on Torah. Lavin, Laskil, Lishmol, Lamod, Lamei, the Kodi Rei Tomotecha, Bocher, Bamo Yisrael, Biyava. So there's a mitzvah to say two brachot before and one bracha after. That's Gaal Yisrael, the bracha on Mitzrayim. So we started in the morning. B'shachem, Mevarech Shtayim, Lefaneh, V'chad, L'chad, B'erev, Mevarech Shtayim, Lefaneh, V'shtayim, L'chareha. At night, they have an extra bracha, Hashkivenu. You have Ga'al Yisrael, like in the morning, and then Hashomer Mo Yisrael Ad. Baruch Hashem L'olam, I mean, was added a lot later. Don't have time to get into it now. So, late need the Arvi Pereshah, so why not say the night first, if the night by here, by Boker. So the Mishnah gives a stylistic answer, what they call in modern English, triastic structure, a chiastic structure, ABBA. We start with A, we go to B. Once we're on B, we finish B, then we go back to A. Tana patach ba'arvit. The Tana, the teacher of our Mishnah, begin with Marib. Vader Tani b'shachrit, and then he begins shachrit. Ad dekai b'shachrit. While he's already on shachrit, parish milei de shachrit. He explains the word of shachrit. Vahadar parish milei de arvit. And then he explains the words of Marib. Okay, Amar Mar. Amar Mar always means the Gemara is going to quote something we previously said. Mar is not the master. The master said, so it's going back to something we haven't learned very much. We've only, 25 lines. Amar Mar, Mishasha Kohanim Nichlechim Zecho B'Truma Tam, the time that the Kohanim eat Truma. So why don't you speak English? Right? I think we need a convoluted answer. Remember, when is the, and anybody reading this Mishnah, when's the last time they saw a Kohen eat Truma? Yeah, never. Never. The Mishnah is written in the year 220. No one alive in 220 had ever seen a Kohen eat Truma. And the whole question makes no sense. That's what my piece I'm planning to send them when I get home, and Daf Yom is going to talk about this question. Okay. Michtei, Kohanim eimat kachli. When did the Kohanim eat Truma? Truma, mishat seit hakochavim. When the stars come out at night. Likni mishat seit hakochavim. Give a straight answer. Why do you think a convoluted answer? So Milta Agavorcha Kamashlan. The Tana wants to teach you a secondary law. I'll kill two birds with one stone. What's the two birds with one stone? Kohanim Eima Kachli Truma Mishat Seid HaKochavim. That Kohanim eat at nightfall. Why is that a Chiddush? That Kohanim eat at nightfall.
They go to Mikveh during the day.
They go to Mikveh B, and B, sometimes if you're a Tame, a Zav, let's say. So a Zav, that's bodily emissions that you have. So the Kohen has to bring a Korban the next day, the eighth day. You can only bring Korbanos in the daytime. So he brings even the Korban Pesach, is only brought in the day. You eat it at night, but you can only bring Korbanos in the daytime. So the Kohen has to bring the Korban the eighth day. So I might have argued that he's not allowed to eat Truma until he brings the Korban. So that's what the Mishnah comes to say. No, that's not true. For truma purposes, he's tahor when he goes to mikveh, and it's nightfall. For entering the Beit HaMikdash, other purposes, he has to bring the korban. So that's what the Mishnah says. V'hakamashmalan dekapara lo makva. The kapara, the complete atonement, which is the bringing of the korban, doesn't prevent them from eating the truma. Kidiktanya, as the pasuk in Parshat Emor says, u'ba hashemesh v'taher, the sun will come, or set, u'ba hashemesh v'taher, and he'll be tar. Biyat shamsho makva tomi lecho truma. Why can't he eat truma? Because it's the daytime. Once the coming, the setting of the sun comes, he can eat truma. Ve'en kaparato makvato, but it doesn't have to bring a korban in order to eat truma. Amilecho v'truma. So the Gemara says, maybe that's not true. Maybe you're misunderstanding the pasuk. Umimai, how do you know that? Ohayu ba shemesh biat shemesh. You want to interpret the coming of the sun means the sun setting. V'hai v'taher, and what's v'taher? When taher yuma, when the day ends, then he's tahor. So the Mishnah says, Dilma, no, perhaps. Biyar oro, who? It's the coming of the light. It's not the sunset. Ubaha shemesh means in the morning. The sun will come in the morning. Ubaha shemesh v'taher. And then he'll bring a korban and he'll be tahor. Not ubaha shemesh, the sun sets in the tahor. How do you know it's that? Which makes actually, in a sense, that makes, you know, more sense. The sun will come, he'll be tahor. So umay v'taher, taher gavra. When the person brings the korban, he'll be tahor. So I'm a Rav Bar Shela. Rav Bar Shela said, no, if you were correct that it waited for the morning, it would say it in the plural. Im kein lemakra v'yitar, and he will become tamei, not, and he's, he will become tahor. Not that he is tahor. Ba shemesh, and he's tahor. In other words, the shemesh makes him tahor. If it's that he has to bring a korban, says, and he will do it. So since it doesn't say that, we know the pasuk means at sunset, he becomes tahor. Mai v'tahor, tahor yuma. Kidamrei inshi, as the people would say, irif shimsha, but adche yoma, the sun sets and the day is over. B'marava, in the west, that means in Israel. Bavel is in Iraq. Bavel is to the east of Israel. So in the west, had Rav Shela lo shamalehu. They didn't. This teaching of Rav Shela never came to Israel. Ubalam avai. So they asked the same question. Uba shemesh biat shemesh. Remember, the Talmud is taking place over hundreds of years in many places. The people didn't know everything that was said. Uba shemesh biat shemesh. Who my v'tar tomi yomer? Oh Dilma, or do you say biat orahu? My v'taher tar gavra. So they asked the same question, and then they answered it mi breita. They had a teaching that answered a midiktani bebreita, which is a mishnaic sort of a parallel mishnah. Simal nedavar tzeit hakochavim. They had a tradition, immense tzeit hakochavim. Shmamina, we hear from here, we can conclude it. Biat shem shahu, it's the setting of the sun. Umay v'tayar tar yuma, the day comes to an end. Okay, now we're going to discuss. The mission is going to now, the Gemara is going to go back and quote eight different opinions. Maybe that's not the time to start. I'm going to quote other, this is one opinion in the Mishnah. By the machloket went to finish. The Gemara only quoted one opinion, went to start. The machloket was, do you finish at a third of the night, a chatzot, or all morning? But everybody seems to agree from the Mishnah, you start when the Kohanim eat truma, which is seit hakochavim, which is at nightfall. So the Gemara says, Amar Mar. We learned. Mishasha koanim nichnasim lecho b'trumatam. I'm happy to delve in more, but I promised a half an hour, so I'm going, you know, quickly. I'm not going into all the side points that, you know, we could discuss. V'riminu is always when you bring a question from a similar level, we have a parallel source that says something opposite. I'll raise the question. Meim etar koren tishma barbit. When they say Shema at night, Misha'ani, Sam, Misha'ani nichnas lecho pito b'melech. This is where you got to 7.5 years ago? Okay. When, I'm sorry? This morning. Okay, I thought 7.5 years ago. Okay. When a poor person goes to eat his bread in salt, ad sha'ah she'yamod lifter b'toch sudato, until he stops eating. You don't have a lot of time to say the Shema. So for sure, the seifa gives you how long he's going to eat for 20 minutes, 10 minutes. He's poor. He's eating a piece of bread. So for sure, it's very, you have a small window to say Shema. That for sure is arguing. Reisha, that when a poor person goes, milema de plige, maybe that doesn't disagree with our Mishnah. Maybe the person, poor person goes to eat at the same time. The Kohanim go to eat. I'd say everybody eats when it gets, everybody works till night. That was the idea. And you worked till nightfall, and then you went to eat. So lo, ani the kohen chad shiura. There's no argument. The poor person, the kohen, eat at the same time. Mary says, that's not going to work. Veriminhu, I'll ask another question. When they say Kriyat Shema at night, Mishasha b'nei Adam nichnasim lecho. Now we have already a third like symbol. Mishasha b'nei Adam nichnasim lecho pitam ba'arve Shabbatot. Sounds a little bit different. When you go to eat on Friday, do you eat early on Friday or late on Friday?
Early.
I don't know. It's unclear from the telling of the Mishnah, but it seems to be some kind of a difference. So Rashi says, Ba'arve Shabbatot, Memahari Musuda Shakom Muchan. What happens during the week? You come home. What's in the fridge? Let's cook something. You know, it takes time. You can't prepare on Shabbos. You have to prepare on Friday. So Friday night, you can eat a lot quicker than you can eat on a Wednesday night because you don't have to prepare. That's how Rashi explains it. She'ein, what did he say? I lost the Rashi. I just had it a second ago, right? Maharim Lesuda Shakom Mukhan. Everything's ready. Okay, so that's apparently earlier. So that would disagree. Rabbi Meir, that's the opinion of Rabbi Meir. So you see already, it's a different time. The time to eat truma is a bit later. That's only at dark. The Kohen is still Tameh until the day is over. We bring in Shabbos early, let's say, so the day isn't over. When we bring in Shabbos early, it's not Shabbos. It's not Saturday. That's the way we assume. There are some opinions that hold it.
We bring it 20 minutes to sunset.
No, but if you bring in Shabbos early in the summer and you drive home from shul, okay. You're not Mechal Shabbos.
But in the
summer. Yeah, it's a Rabbinah. In other words, you go to 7 o'clock Minyan, it's 8 o'clock, and you go home, it's light outside, and you drive home from shul. Of course, you're not allowed to do that, but it's not an Isur Doraita. It's not Shabbos. That we extend the Kedusha of Shabbos to the Friday. So anyways, okay. I don't know for sure that the Kohen eats at Seder. We've made this assumption. People are eating at Seder HaKochavim. I can't bring you a proof, but I'll bring you a good idea. A zecher, a remes, a hint, let's say. Shenemar, banachnu osim b'malacha. We went to work. People used to go to work in the time of the Mishnah. V'chatzim machzikim b'remachim, and they're holding their knives, arrows, whatever. Me'alot hashachar. They used to go to work at the crack of dawn, and
Chetziam
later
was building the walls by Nehemiah.
By Nehemiah.
Half of them were building the Chetziam Machzikim.
They were
getting attacked, so they had to hold spears.
Oh, they had those spears. Okay, very good. Thank you very much. Okay. Me'alot HaShachar at Seid HaKochavim. So that implies that Vomer, and it continues, Vayalanu HaLaila Mishmar, with the guards at night, Vayom Melacha, the daytime is for work. Umayva Omer, what does the second half add? V'chi tema michi arba shim shalailahu. You might argue that it's still nighttime even when the sun first rises. No, is that what it's in meanings? Hold on a second. Michi arba shim shalailahu.
It
says it's night, but they work late. But they don't follow the sun. They work different hours. Tashma, no. Vayalanu halayla mishmar vayom melacha. We only work day and night. So when they stop working, you know, it's the night time. And they stop working at Seid HaKochavim, and that's when they would go to eat. So kasakadatach, and we were of the opinion, the aniu b'nei adam chadshiruhu, that a poor person and regular people eat at the same time. Okay? We said on Friday, like, eat at the same time. But if a poor person and a Kohen is one Shiur, Chachamim Hainu Rabbi Meir, so then you have no machloka between Chachamim and Rabbi Meir. Because what a Rabbi Meir says when people eat, and the Chachamim say when Kohanim eat. Well, if people eat and Kohanim eat at the same time, there's no argument. Right? The Gemara presented as argument, so it must be they don't eat at the same time. Right? Elishma mina ani Shiur Lechud, when a poor person eats, the Kohen Shiur Lechud, it's a different time. That's the assumption. Poor and rich eat at the same time, but Kohanim eat at a different time. So the Gemara says, no. Ani b'kohen chashirahu. An ani eats at the same time as the Kohen. Interesting. Why? In other words, the assumption is that the earliest moment, ani's hungry. He's been working all day. Now, I guess he ate a little on the job. Well, that is, if you work, they had to give you to eat on the job. But they would eat at the same time, and the regular people would eat later. Ani b'kohen chashirahu. Ani b'nei adam lav chashir, but the poor people ate earlier than the regular people, presumably. So the Gemara says, ani v'koin chashiru.
He says, ani v'koin chashiru. You're first to Shabbos.
Right. Shabbos. Okay. Okay. On Shabbos. Okay. I didn't prepare yet. I didn't fully prepare. Okay. Good. Good. This is. No, Art Scroll. You can't compete with Art Scroll. Art Scroll. This is Rabbi Art Scroll. Is they put rabbis out of business. Art Scroll.
You know?
Who needs a rabbi? Okay. Okay. Oh, they're just going to say late on Friday night. Okay. On Friday night. The Gemara doesn't exactly say that, but okay. V'riminu me'ei matay matchilin likro shema ba'arvit mishashe kidesh hayom. They have a different barve shabbatot. Now we're going to have, I think, five opinions. When it's beginning of Shabbos, divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Now that is presumably earlier. It's the nightfall. We bring Shabbos, as Rashi says, bein hashmashot. Right? We have this period of twilight, which is neither day nor night, or it's Rabbi Soloveitchik claim both day and night. So it's not night, it's not Seid HaKochavim.
Tavori said that too.
Well, you probably got it from Rabbi Soloveitchik. Aviat Tavori just called me half an hour ago. He may be coming to Toronto. Maybe we're talking about
this. He talked about this every time. Motzi Shabbos, that's Yalav Yovo on Rosh Chodesh. So
right.
But Shmoshes is an independent.
Right, that's the question. They say Ritzei and Yalav Yavo. When Rosh Chodesh is on Sunday, yeah. Okay, okay. So Shma'am Nikro Ba'arvi Mishasha Kidei Shayom. So that's earlier than Seid HaKochavim. Well, we all know, we bring in Shabbos before it's Seid. Tiv Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shomer Mishasha Kohanim Netorim. So that's a bit later. That's Seid HaKochavim, Lachovich Rumetam. Rav Meir Omer Mishasha Kohanim Tovlim. Remember, they go to mikvah in the daytime, earlier, once they go to mikvah. Let's say it's a plug of mincha, you can say, perhaps. We're going to get that opinion later on. Amrulo, Amarlo Rabbi Yehuda, Valo Kohani Mivod Yom. Hem Tov Lim, they go in the middle of the day, like Mivod Yom, before it's dark at all. How can you say that's the earliest time for Shema? Okay, that was his question. Rabbi Chanina Omer, we'll get to how he answered later. Rabbi Chanina Omer, the next stuff. Misha Shani Nichnas Lachov Pito B'melech. When the poor person comes to eat, Rav A in salt, that's all he has to eat, bread and salt. Rav Acha, Ivamrele, Rav Acha, Omer, Mishasha Rav, B'nei Adam Nichnasim La'asev. So you already see poor people eat, everybody's eating at a different time, which makes sense.
Why is it mentioning what the poor person, what he eats? What's the difference what he eats? Why does it mention that?
Why does it? Who cares what he eats? I think it's letting you know that all he has to eat. So he's going to be hungrier. He's going to be hungrier. He doesn't have what to eat.
He wants to eat earlier. He'll eat it later.
He doesn't have what to eat.
We know he doesn't have a substantial meal. Yeah.
Why does it have to eat? Right. Why does he have to have?
Maybe it's musr. People should give him more to eat. I don't know. I don't know. It's I just think it's an expression. Mishash ani nichnas lecho pito b'melech. It's sort of it's a sad expression that when the poor person has to go eat his bread and salt. So if Ani and Kohen are one shira, that can't be, because these were two different opinions. Rabbi Chanina, Haina, Rabbi Yeshua, they wouldn't have any argument. When the poor person eats is separate, the shira, the Kohen, the chud. And when the Kohen eats is a different, Shmamina, you're correct. We hear from that. No argument. They eat at different times. Haiminai Me'uchar, who eats later? Vistabra da Ani Me'uchar. This is interesting. I wouldn't have said that. The Yamart, the Ani Muktam. Because if the poor person is earlier, Rabbi Chanina, Hainu Rabbi Eliezer. Why would Rabbi Chanina be Rabbi Eliezer? Because Rabbi Chanina says when it goes to eat, B'melech. And what does Rabbi Eliezer say? Rabbi Eliezer says, what time to eat, Kidesh Yom Bar Ve'Shabbatot, a little bit before. So apparently there's no time in between. In other words, they're assuming it must be later. How many time slots can you have in a half an hour? How many divisions of time? So it must be there's a later time. That's what they're saying. I would have thought the opposite from a logical point of view, unless the Ani doesn't know where he's getting his food from. He's eating leftovers or something.
Talking about a
Shabbos here? No, it's where the Ani eats. No, we're talking about the Ani and the Kohen. Shiur the Ani lechud, the Shiur the Kohen lechud. The Ani and the Kohen are at a different time. Which one is later? Mistabra, the Gemara's not sure. It makes sense that the Ani said, I would have argued it makes sense because the Gemara is saying it on a technical point of view. You can't find the time that they would have eaten then. But you see the stratification of society, you know, it's very interesting, you know, different people, like it just, you see the Kohen, the Ani, the regular people, and we know that's the way, we know in the second coming, it was very much like that. People weren't as egalitarian as we are. They didn't mix. The way we mix, they stuck with their weddings. Okay, just a couple more lines. How long have we been learning? 25 minutes? I don't know. I don't think so. What?
It's 5:35. 5:37.
Right, when did it start?
About a half hour.
About a half hour. Okay. Okay. Amar Mar. Where are we up to? Amar Le Rav Yehuda Balo Kani Mivod Yomim Tov Lim. Now we're going back to the question. How can it be dependent on when Kohanim go to Mikvah? Kohanim go to Mikvah in the middle of the day. How can you say Kenitra in the middle of the day? That's nothing. I can understand at night he went to Mikvah. I can understand Brit Korban, but how can you say in the middle of the day? Shapir Kamar Le Rav Yehuda. That's a good question. The Gemara says, Shapir, good. Kamar Le Rav Yehuda Le Rav Meir. Rav Meir, Hachi Kamar Le. So Rav Meir says here, this is what I'll tell you. Mi Savra to Anad Ben Ashmashat Idach Kamina, Anad Ben Ashmashat Rav Yossi Kamina. So this enters in a fascinating big machloka, timing, time of day. There's a big debate. What Ben Ashmashat means the period of twilight between day and night. So Rav Yehuda was of the opinion it's 4 mil. Rabbeinu Tam, this is where we start getting into Rabbeinu Tam. It was a long period of time until it got dark from sunset. So Bein HaShmashot, the summit was a long time. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbi Yossi's opinion is, Rabbi Yossi, Kamin, Damar Rabbi Yossi, Bein HaShmashot keherep ayin, like the blink of an eye. Ze nichnas v'ze yotze v'iyev shar lamod alav. It's impossible to know the exact demarcation day and night, but it's instantaneous. It's in 1 second. There's no Bein HaShmashot. Presumably it's at sunset. It's much earlier. According to Rav Yossi, the day ends when the sun sets. And when the sun sets, that's it. So Shabbos is over. Friday, on Saturday, you have to wait till afterward. And the fast days are over. We're machmer to follow like Rav Yehuda. So that's the Gemara saying.
It's still light out.
It's still light out. That's correct. It's still light out. But there's no sun. The light is like a flu. Who says it has to be dark? It has to be no sun. No, then we right. We don't really follow that, but that's the whole.
We know when the Harifine is.
Sorry,
the Harifine could be much later.
Right, it could also be later. Right. It could also be much later. Right, it doesn't necessarily have to be then.
It will have to be later. Right,
the Rav Yossi lifnei tzedek kochavim. Right, right. That's if you look at Rashi. Right, so Rav Yossi says it's at a specific moment, but it's not an extended period of time where you have a suffix. The whole time. Just we don't know if Rav Yossi means the beginning of the Bein HaShmashot or the end of Bein HaShmashot. But so how does that answer the question? So they went mivod yom, but it's you don't have a you don't have to wait
half
an
hour.
Right, they're fine. So they went they went 2 minutes. They knew the sun was coming. They went 2 minutes. By the time they got out of the mikveh, it's the next day already. According to Rav Yossi, it's like you come to shul on Saturday night. So we know you finish mincha, you can't daven marv right away. You have to wait 45 minutes. According to Rav Yossi, the daven mincha, whatever, later, and when you're finished, they knew at a certain point. They didn't have to wait all the way. I don't know exactly what time there was. They didn't have to wait. And therefore, they could go to mikvah earlier in the day. And it took them 1 second later. It's night. Zenichnes, v'zeyot sevi'iyev shalom v'alav. It's impossible to determine. Okay, that's mamish, the end of the first stop. So I want to, really, I'm very impressed. That's Yashikot, everybody's coming. I'm sorry? Kasha the Ram. Oh, you mean it's already after Saint? We can do Daf Gimel. Okay, okay. We said, okay. But anyways, this is okay. Well, we'll have to figure out what to do next. But I'm, it's if we can get something going, I think it's wonderful. They had, my daughter was at Binyanei Oma today, 3,000 women to celebrate. For Esti Rosenberg was one of the speakers, and Michelle Farber spoke, and I don't know, and Kenny Brander. My daughter said she went over to Kenny Brander.
3,000
women in Shrum? No, Binyanei Haoma.
For what, Daf Yomi also?
Yeah, it was the front page of the New York Times. Today's New York Times, the front page that Talmud is now just not only for men, it's now for women, and they were doing this in Binyanei, and Rubenstein, Ellie Rubenstein's daughter-in-law is one of the organizers. Oh, wow. Michelle Farber, Michelle, whose husband is the lead organizer, and Dana Rubenstein is like,
really?
Yeah. And Ellie and Renee wrote me an email that they were going out of town first, and they're going to Israel to go to the women's thing. Their daughter helped organize it.
Wow.
So this is an amazing thing that 3,000 women then. And Abiyat Tabori, who I literally spoke to like 10 minutes before I came to Mincha, told me they have an Alon Shvut already. They're women on their third cycle of Daf Yomi, Alon Shvut, a group of women. So that's this Oral Learning.
Pretty soon they'll be davening every day as well. Right?
I'm sorry? On for a while. So that's amazing. We're in a new world. But this is, okay. Yashar Koach, everybody. Laila Tov.